Hello, I'm your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called I See the Light from a Disney movie, Tangled. A tomboy Rapunzel spends her life only at home. She has not yet come out into the world ever. Rapunzel's mother tells Rapunzel every day that the world is a very dangerous place, so she should not go out to the world. She says the only safest place is home. However, Rapunzel yearns for the outside world every single day. Especially on her birthday every year, she sees colorful lights embroidered in the night sky over a distant riverside. She hopes to go out to the world one day and find out what the lights really are. She's given a chance, and thanks to a thief, Flynn Rider, she successfully steals away to the world. As she came out to the world, the outside world is the world that is much more fun and joyful than the home she has lived in her entire life. She also finds out that her mother was not actually her real mother, but an old witch who had locked her up at a house in a forest for her own benefit. The highlight of Tangled is surely a scene with the soundtrack I See the Light, a scene where she feels love for Rider while on a boat and closely looking at the colorful lights. Seeing them up close has been her lifelong wish. In this scene, Rapunzel finds out that she has found her real self and that her real life is to live happily with the family that is real and people she really loves out in the world, not living trapped in a house with the witch. We can say our life is like the life of Rapunzel. The life we are living now is in the world of the pictures, and the picture is the mind that we take the world we see as pictures in our mind. Just like Rapunzel could not live in the real world but live trapped at home without freedom in her entire life because of a trick by a witch, for Rapunzel her home had been the world of herself. We mistakenly think that we live in the world, but actually, we have never ever lived in the real world. We have eyes, nose, ears, mouth, and the body. This acts as a camera. Therefore, while seeing the world, we take pictures of it in our mind, and we establish the world of ourselves. If you think of your life in elementary school, it is recalled from your mind. You may also recall yourself sitting in a class back then at the elementary school. If you think of having a breakfast this morning, you can recall yourself having breakfast. What you had and where you had it. Even this moment, you take pictures. So if you think about it before going to sleep tonight, everything could be recalled. Because we live inside there, the pictures we have taken, we cannot live in the true world like Rapunzel, but live in pain and stress as we are trapped in the world of our own mind. Rapunzel did not like that world of falseness, the fake world, and she always yearned for the real outside world throughout her life with the witch. In the end, she courageously comes out to the world. The real world that she sees is extremely beautiful and wonderful. Moreover, she meets Flynn Rider, and for the first time in her life, she falls in love with someone. She eventually finds out that she is a princess of this kingdom, marries Flynn Rider, and lives happily ever after. You should know that your circumstance is not that different from Rapunzel's. You really need to come out to the real world and live in the true world. The way you are living is pain, sadness, loneliness, and a life of falseness. We should quickly throw away the life of falseness we are trapped in and live really happily with the real people who are already living in the real world. Fish breathe when they live in water. The reason why your life is tough is because you are not living where you are supposed to live. Although it is just an animation, Rapunzel bets her life on coming out to the world. You need courage and effort to come out to the world. Now, the time has come that everyone escapes from the world of the false pictures they live in and lives happily in the true world, the real world. The method to achieve it has come. I hope that everyone really comes out to the real world and happily lives together. To conclude, let me introduce a writing by teacher 우명, a real teacher of the generation whom I admire the most. From teacher 우명's Amazon number one best-selling book, which is Stop Living in This Land, Go to the Everlasting World of Happiness and Live There Forever, It is called Let's Go to the Living World. The world is alive, but man is not. The world simply just exists. But man has countless hardships and dreams, unreal dreams. He does not know it is all meaningless and false. For he is not truth, and he dies after a lifetime of agony and anguish. He is urgently told that one lives forever. But he does not realize the true meaning of these words. Isn't it natural and logical that one dies if he has not become truth? Man thinks that someone will save him even if he has not become truth, but this idea is wrong. So come to your senses and strive to become truth. For becoming truth is of the utmost importance. The world of man is what is real and false. It is nonsense to think that one can live eternally when his mind has not become the eternal world, and he has not been born in that land. Do not try to find or achieve something, for truth is revealed only when one discards his false self. And the only thing man must do is to be born in the land of truth by the will of truth's master. If this is not done, there is no purpose or reason for living. Instead of living a human life of 70 to 80 years, live an eternal life, live the life of the world. Such a person is wise. He who tries to possess more commits more sins, while he who discards and eliminates even his self can be born into the world of truth. One whose mind has become truth has heaven in his mind. Whole world lives, and he himself is born in his mind. If there is only the mind of God within you and no human minds at all, you no longer take pictures, and the master of the soul and spirit exists within you. Your true soul must be born in the land of that original foundation if you are to become a forever living immortal. He who talks of going to heaven after death, when he has not gone to heaven while he is living, cannot go to heaven, and he dies forever. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher Woo-myung. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on Woo-myung Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Woo-myung's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Woo-myung Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Woo-myung, please visit woomyung.org.